For months, Milwaukee's health department has been trying to dig itself out of a muddle while city leaders continue to try to figure out what went wrong. Problems became public early last year when the department's health commissioner, Bevin Baker, resigned. At the same time, the community learned that the Childhood Lead program, long a source of pride among city leaders, was in disarray. On Thursday, public health officials attempted to assure a Common Council committee that the agency is moving forward with a plan to get the program back on track. But as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz observed, elected officials' concerns were not put to rest.
The Public Safety and Health Committee was ready to be informed. Members wanted to know the health department's plan for distributing water filters, a short-term fix to protect families from lead exposure, and perhaps even more important, how it is serving families whose children have tested high for lead. When children's blood lead levels fall between 5 and 19.9, families receive a letter from the health department. They also qualify for a free water filter and for a lead-safe home kit. More on that kit later. Angela Hagee, Director of Disease Control and Environmental Health, says a nurse is assigned to a family when a child tests higher, 20 to 39.9.
It's also important to note that at the 20 and above level, that is where it's required under statute. They get letters, they get nurse case management, they get environmental follow-up.
Hagee says the nurse acts as the family's partner.
The nurse will try to connect them on whatever difficulties the family is having. That nurse will partner with that family until that child's blood lead level drops below 15, and they have to have two results below that 15 level. So it could be a year or more worth of follow-up.
Committee member Alderwoman Shantia Lewis asked if there are enough nurses to fill that need.
How many cases per nurse are we looking at?
Angela Hagee said seven nurses are handling a total of 190 active cases.
But those cases aren't distributed evenly because five of the nurses are new, so we have to kind of take all of these cases that are disproportionately on our seasoned staff, spread them out to the existing staff as we get them up and trained.
As nurses are mobilized, so are lead risk assessors. Brandon Stinson is one of 12 in the department. Stinson showed the committee photos illustrating a temporary fix risk assessors sometimes carry out on home visits. One photo showed a gaping hole in a wall where lead paint was exposed. In the other, the hole was carefully covered with duct tape. That buys time until a certified contractor is called in. Another example brought forth an immediate reaction.
On the right, we have also a photo of chipping and peeling paint on a ceiling of a room.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Again, Alderwoman Shantia Lewis.
So this right here, someone's actually living in this.
Oh, yeah. We see it often.
So
I can't wait.
What repercussions do the owners have for having a house that looks like this, their lack of maintaining it?
There were no ready answers. Short term, the health department is able to pay to remediate some homes, according to Michael Stevenson with the department's Office of Policy.
In our response to kind of what happened a year and a half ago, as we are addressing the backlog, we're trying to make these homes as lead safe as quickly as possible. So we are using some capital dollars, we're leveraging our capital dollars, our HUD dollars, and our CDBG dollars to make sure that kids are living in safe homes.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs wanted to talk about that backlog. It refers to the children who fell between the cracks, who tested high for lead when the health department's lead program was in shambles. Coggs asked, of the 190 cases of lead poisoned children the health department is working on,
how many of them are backlog and how many of them are more recent?
We can get you these numbers. We're planning a comprehensive report that hopefully we'll report out next cycle, giving you a status update of the numbers. And we're happy to have a conversation individually as well.
Coggs was not pleased with Stevenson's response.
I think it should be less challenging to ask a simple question like I just asked. So I want us to get to a place where whatever process you develop, we can pull this information really easily.
If there was a ray of hope, it came late in the meeting.
I'm Jean Schultz. I'm an environmental health services manager with the LEAD program, and I kind of oversee how our filter distribution plan works.
This is where the LEAD Safe Home Kit comes in.
There's going to be gloves, duct tape, a Swiffer, baby wipes, The yellow thing is the garbage bag, and then they'll have a water filter in them as well.
Schultz says the new educational materials, along with a video, will clearly explain how families can use the kit's contents to clean their homes in a lead-safe manner.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to create all these different languages, Spanish, Hmong, Burmese, so that way we can definitely reach all the populations in our city.
Schultz bounded out of the meeting room, appearing to be ready to tackle the world. She told me hers has been a one-person initiative, but recently two brand new staffers have joined her, and she'll have two interns for the summer. Schultz says her team, along with community partners, will reach a lot of families this summer. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.